Welcome to Opening the Door Podcast. Join me as we unlock the door to our psychic and mediumship abilities. Today we are talking about, and I'm answering the question of, what is your mind's eye? So I kind of just go through a few examples. What is your mind's eye? My perspective on where it lives and what it is and your mind's eye versus imagination and all that good stuff. So hope you enjoyed this episode. Just a few reminders that 2024 themes readings are still available for a few weeks. So go grab a mini 2024 themes reading or a Zoom live reading with me if you're interested in that. They are open until the end of January. And I also have some fun new trackers and planner stuff, digital downloads on my website, so you can get a whole year meditation tracker that I'm using myself right now, and then some more spiritual habit trackers and routine builders and stuff like that too. So that is fun. Enjoy the episode, and remember, don't be afraid to open your door. There is a castle hidden deep within a mossy forest. The stones it is made of have been there so long that moss grows over most of them, almost camouflaging it into the forest. Bits of gray stone show through the moss walls of the castle. The giant front door, ornately carved with flowers and ferns, has ivy creeping up its front, curling over the massive metal knob in the middle of the door. As you look up at the spires of the castle, you see a bluebird sitting on top of them. As you were listening, could you see the castle I was describing in your mind? It doesn't matter if your eyes were closed when you were listening or if your eyes were open as you were listening. If you were able to see the image that I was conjuring up for you, you were using your mind's eye. So, what is your mind's eye? That is the sort of simple question that we will be focusing on in today's minisode. So, in other episodes, you sort of heard me reference the mind's eye a lot. I personally use my mind's eye a lot in my meditations and my readings, since clairvoyance is one of the main ways that I receive messages. So it's not my only way, but it is one of my main ways. So I use and receive a lot of signs or a lot of symbols and imagery in my mind's eye from your guides, your higher self, your loved ones, who's ever coming through with the message. I receive a lot of things in my mind's eye. So your loved one might show me a locket, or they might show me like a giant heart or a bluebird or something that brings meaning to them and you. And so we get the message across that way. But that is all happening within my mind's eye. I'm not seeing those things with my eyeballs. So if I were to say, you know, your guide is showing me you walking along the beach and you find a seashell, I'm not seeing that in front of my eyeballs physically, if that makes sense. And obviously I use my mind's eye a lot in receiving messages, and it actually wasn't until someone in my life asked me, what is your mind's eye? I don't understand what it is. That was when I realized that it might actually not be that obvious. So this is a perfect time to do a little episode about it while we're in this mini-sode series for January. So let's get right into it with our mind's eye. And I honestly, this episode might be really short. I hope that it will describe everything. When I was sort of writing out the outline for this, I was like, gosh, I hope this makes sense. And if it doesn't, please feel free to reach out to me over email or Instagram or anything like that with your questions. And maybe we can do like a follow-up Q&A episode if we feel like that's necessary. But I'm going to try my best to be good at describing it here for you. So simply put, your mind's eye is the place within your mind where you see without your physical eyes. Your mind's eye is where you see images, maybe when you're meditating or if you're especially clairvoyant. Your mind's eye, oh, my power just went out. I wonder if it's still going to record. Okay, I guess we're still recording. I am recording here. I'm going to leave this in. I am recording here in the pitch dark. You know what? I'm going to light a candle really quick. I hope this like stays. All right, well, I can't find my lighter, so I guess I'm just gonna be by the light of my phone flashlight, and here we are. So, okay, let's see, where were we? Okay, So, simply put, your mind's eye is the place within your mind. Your mind's eye is where you see images. As I described earlier, with meditating, or if you're giving a reading or reading tarot and you're receiving images in your mind, that is your mind's eye. So you're seeing those symbols and scenes come through without seeing them with your physical eyeballs. And that sounds kind of confusing. I think the reason why I did that little imagery for you in the beginning is to help you understand that. So another way to describe that is if you're reading a book and there's a castle being described, sort of like what I did in the beginning of this episode, the castle's being described where you're seeing that imagery, but you're not really seeing it with your eyeballs, right? But you can see it. That is your mind's eye. So as I was describing that castle, where you saw that, that is your mind's eye. Is like hopefully the simplest way for you to understand sort of what it is or where it lives. It lives within, I guess in my opinion, it lives within your consciousness or your mind. And some people call this your third eye too, which is fine. I just tend to call it my mind's eye. It feels a little bit like less connected to the chakra system, especially not everybody like uses the chakra system. So that's why I call it your mind's eye, because it's a little bit like just kind of universal. So there's that too. So if your eyes are open and you're receiving images, say if you're doing a reading for someone like I described a little bit earlier, you might see the images hovering in front of and between your eyebrows. That's sort of where if I had to place where my eyes sort of want to go when I'm receiving images with my eyes open, that's sort of where they want to go. My eyes kind of go up and between my eyebrows, kind of where your third eye chakra is located as well. So that's naturally where my eyes go when I'm receiving images. I also have a really great story of before I was doing paid readings, I was reading for a friend of mine it was a mediumship reading, and my eyes were closed. If you get a reading from me, you will notice that I start with my eyes closed, and sometimes I close my eyes and I talk through, because I do find that my clairvoyance is a little bit stronger when my eyes are closed. So I wish you could, I'm just getting distracted now because I'm just sitting here in the dark with my phone light, and I'm just looking around sort of coming into consciousness of what I'm doing right now, and it's like, I don't know, it's just really cool and funny. So I got a little distracted there, sorry. So, oh man, where was I? Oh yes, where you might feel you see the image outside. So yeah, that's just something to help you also, like if your eyes are going up to that area, that's pretty normal as well. Oh yes, I was telling the story of the mediumship reading. Oh my goodness, I am so sorry. So I was giving this reading and my eyes were closed. And as I said, if you have gotten a reading from me, you will see that my eyes do close. And it's just part of my practice, and it just is what it is. I used to be so self-conscious of that. And then I just got to know some other psychics and mediums who do the same, and it just made me feel so not alone. So if you need to close your eyes for your stuff to come through, no shame in that. Just do it. So I was giving this reading and I was receiving a lot clairvoyantly, and my friend said, because my eyes were closed, and she said, is it normal that your eyeballs are moving around so much as you're talking? And that is a really also good way to describe, like in your mind's eye, you are seeing. So if you close your eyes and imagine that you see a fox running across the road or a fox running by you, your eyeballs might move. Your eyeballs might move. So it's kind of in tandem with those two things. But yeah, it's just like kind of an interesting little aside. So I also in this episode want to make sort of a differentiation between, that word is so hard to say, differentiation. Is that a word? I don't know. It is today. So I want to make a differentiation between your mind's eye and your imagination. Though your imagination lives within your mind's eye, they're not the same thing. And I'll tell you the reason that I'm saying that. So if you think of your mind's eye as a place within your mind for you to see images, for you to receive images, your imagination is naturally going to live there too. Except there is a key difference here to me. And there's a reason that I don't use the word imagine in any of my guided meditations, and you won't hear me use it in the podcast episodes where I talk about anything that I see within my mind's eye, and here is why. The definition of imagine is to form a mental image or concept of. But in our modern culture, and for a long time in culture, it has also had the connotation that anything imagined is not real. For instance, if a child is scared of a monster in their closet, their parents might say, oh, it's just your imagination, right? Classifying anything in the imagination or imaging part of your brain as not real. And that's why I don't say that I imagine any of the things within my mind's eye, unless I am really imagining something. Like, let's say somebody says, imagine that a pig fell out of the sky and started flying. Like, yes, that is, I'm using my imagination because I am conjuring that image up myself, if that makes sense. So the things that aren't within your imagination that you receive in your mind's eye, like from loved ones on the other side or from your guides or angels or ancestors or your higher self, like those things aren't coming from your mind. And I think the difference here is that the things that within your imagination that you're seeing in your mind's eye are coming from your mind, and the things that you're receiving, images, symbology, scenes and stuff like that from elsewhere, from, you know, your people on the other side, guides, angels, ancestors, blah, blah, anybody like that, are not your imagination because they're not coming from you. So I hope that that is clear. If you have any questions, definitely feel free to like shoot me a message or something and we can talk about it. This is something that I feel really strongly about, the imagination versus mind's eye, because I do feel that there's a difference. And though they might sort of live in the same place within the imaging abilities of our brain, I do think that they are different things. So the imagination does live within the mind's eye because you're imaging things, as I said, you're seeing them. But that is not all that the mind's eye is good for. Your mind's eye is a place to receive symbols and imagery clairvoyantly. And one of my favorite ways to use my mind's eye that I use a lot, is sort of this reading room that I have created within my mind's eye. So my reading process, I have created a room within my mind's eye that I enter when I am ready to receive and do readings. I also meet with my guides in this room within my mind's eye. It's very particular to how I have built it. And I guess you could argue that that was built in my imagination because it's not a room that I've ever been in. I decided to build it the way I wanted it so that I could see the imagery that I wanted, if that makes sense too. So yeah, I guess this is sort of a mix of imagination and mind's eye work. So hang in here with me. I hope this is making sense. So I created this beautiful room. I'm not going to describe it because it feels so personal to me, but I created this beautiful room that I enter within my mind's eye when I'm doing readings. It has a couch, it has a coffee table, it has a few chairs in front of, you know, facing the couch so that I can invite your loved ones, your guides, your higher self to enter this room. You know, it has a door. And I find that when I invite people's loved ones through this door within my mind's eye, there's that door theme again. I do love the doors, don't I? I find that I get so much personality too, you know, the way that your loved one enters the room. Are they quiet? Do they throw the door open? You know, like there's so many different ways. How do they walk toward me? Is it confident? Are they looking a little bit nervous? Do they have a limp? You know, like all of that stuff that gives me confirmation of who we have also. So it's a really cool tool. If you are a medium, you want to try that, totally feel free. It's really fun and helps really infuse a lot of personality, I think, from people's loved ones as they come through. But yeah, so I created this room, and what I receive within that room is from my guides, my higher self, your higher self, like anybody who I set the intention to receive from. So that is how my mind's eye comes into play, especially when I'm receiving imagery clairvoyantly. So yeah, just kind of a cool way to, one, use imagery within your mind to help receive clairvoyantly within your mind's eye, and a good descriptor of how your mind's eye can work. So it, again, is like that place in your mind where these images, pictures, you know, whatever your people or your guides or whoever you're connecting with wants to send you, where that is received. So, for instance, I think I already did this, but I'll put it here anyway. So if I'm giving you a reading and I say, oh, your guides are showing me you like sitting at a table, a candle's lit, you're reading a book, but you're also writing notes. Are you studying for something? You know, something like that. Like that's how that imagery is coming through. And I'm not seeing it with my eyeballs again. So your mind's eye is a really special place within your consciousness, within yourself, that you can use for, you know, cool psychic, clairvoyant stuff. And so I hope that you can sort of, if clairvoyance isn't one of your main clairs, or if you feel like you're kind of stuck and you don't receive a lot through your mind's eye, but you hope to, I have a few tips for strengthening and exploring your mind's eye. Now, these are just a few tips, and I will say that since clairvoyance is always been one of my strongest clairs, I can give these tips, but just know that this is something that has come a little bit more naturally for me. There's other clairs that don't come as naturally to me that come supernaturally to other people. So just keep that in mind. Like there are other amazing clairs that you can work with other than clairvoyance and receiving in your mind's eye. So just keep that in mind. There's so many ways to receive, but a few ways to help explore your mind's eye. You're sort of what you want to do when you want to strengthen your mind's eye. It's like a muscle, right? And when you do some of these, if your mind's eye isn't really like worked out, you might get a little bit of a headache. So be gentle on yourself. You don't have to do all of these at once. You don't have to do them for long periods of time. But this is a really good way to sort of flex the muscle and help your mind and your mind's eye be able to see and receive things more easily. So the first tip is to do guided meditations or guide yourself through meditations. I do find that guided meditations, when you listen to them, are really nice and easy because your brain doesn't have to really be like thinking, oh, what am I going to do next? It's just like you just allow whatever the guided meditation comes through to come through. So walk yourself or listen to some guided meditations, eyes closed or eyes open. You could focus on a candle if you want to have your eyes softly open, but just allow your mind to see whatever the meditation is guiding you through. And what I love about guided meditations too is they are also sort of that mix of, like I described before, imaging or imagination within your mind and receiving too. So this is a really good example of, like, let's say you do a meditation to meet a spirit guide of yours, right? So, you know, the meditation might start that you're in a grassy field and you're walking up a mountain or something like that. Like, those are things that you might have to imagine a little bit. Those are things that you might have to conjure the image of a little bit. It might not just be shown to you. But while you're in that space that you've conjured for yourself within your mind's eye, the guide will show up. And guess what? That is not you conjuring that image of your guide. That is your guide showing up within your mind's eye for you. I hope that makes sense. So really good mix there. Like I have had new guides show up for me in my room that I've built that I didn't just say, okay, now I'm going to see a guide. You know, It's surprising when it happens. So just know that that can happen too. So we use a really cool mix of imagination and, you know, receiving from outside sources as well. And it's a great way to strengthen your mind's eye. The next one is just straight up imagining. Yes, there is crossover. We have talked about the crossover in this episode, which I really actually, I don't know, I kind of like, feels magical because as we talked about, they live in the same place. And I think imagining just helps your mind's eye flex that muscle. So one thing that people do, I heard this on another podcast, so I can't, obviously will not take credit for this idea. But if you want to sort of strengthen your mind's eye and strengthen the imaging to receive, what you can do is imagine like a blue square. And within that blue square, there's a green triangle. And within that green triangle, there's a yellow circle. And if you're seeing all those things, like I'm looking up toward the middle of between my eyebrows, you know, that spot, and I'm seeing that within my mind eye, right? And then you can try to change the colors, stuff like that. But that sort of just helps strengthen your mind's eye, strengthen your understanding of how that imagery might come through looking for you within your mind's eye. The next one that I will say is to picture places that you've been. Was there a trip that you were on that you really loved? Maybe you're walking down a street in Italy, or you are, you know, climbing a mountain in Colorado. Just do some remembering of the imagery of those places. And like that remembering too happens in your mind's eye. So your mind's eye really isn't as foreign a place as you might think it is. I think a lot happens within our mind's eye, and it's just a word that we use to describe where the imaging within our mind is happening. So I'm not sure, based on now my power being out, if I will be able to get this episode out in time or on time, but hopefully it will come out at some point on Wednesday, January 10th. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to today's episode. If you love the podcast and listen on Apple, please be sure to rate and leave a review. If you want more from Opening the Door, follow along on Instagram at Opening the Door Podcast. Have a question about psychic work or psychic development? Email openingthedoorpodcast@gmail.com, and you might have your question included in one of our future Q&A episodes.